Let me be clear.
Speaking at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced and International Studies, Mattis was direct, blunt, and concise.
As hard as the last 16 years have been on our military, no enemy in the field has done more to harm the readiness of the U.S. military than the combined impact of the Budget Control Act's defense spending cuts, worsened by us operating in 9 of the last 10 years under continuing resolutions, wasting copious amounts of precious taxpayer dollars.
Mattis said in so many words, service members deserve better.
Today, as our competitive edge over our foes erodes due to budgetary confusion, even with storm clouds gathering, America's military, as I speak, is operating under yet another continuing resolution,
forcing the military to shoulder a heavy load.
For too long, we have asked our military to stoically carry a success at any cost attitude.
And now?
We must remain faithful to those who voluntarily sign a blank check payable to the American people with their lives.
And he put the onus squarely on Congress.
Under our Constitution, it is Congress that has the authority to raise armies and to maintain navies. Yet as I stand here this morning watching the news, as we all are, from Capitol Hill, we're on the verge of a government shutdown or, at best, yet another debilitating continuing resolution.
Mattis said the consequences of not providing a budget are clear.
Without a sustained budget, ships will not receive the required maintenance to put to sea. The ships already at sea will be extended outside of port. Aircraft will remain on the ground, their pilots not at the sharpest edge. And eventually, ammunition, training, and manpower will not be sufficient to deter war.
But Mattis said he's optimistic Congress will do the right thing and carry out its responsibility.
I may be in the minority in this room when I say that, but I'm an eternal optimist. And as Senator Reid said last November, we need bipartisan investment in our troops to enhance military readiness and help us meet evolving national security challenges.
The strategy, according to the Pentagon, directs the department to compete, deter, and win, alongside its allies and partners to prevail in conflict and, as was stated in Pillar Number 3, preserve peace through strength.
Now, many of us in this room were born free here in America completely by accident. All of us can live here by choice, thanks to the veterans and the patriots who serve today in our military. Yet we today have an obligation to pass intact to the next generation the same freedoms we enjoy right now. That's an obligation that we have. That's not something we can simply abrogate to someone else. And I believe that this strategy, resourced appropriately, will ensure we live up to our responsibility to our children's generation.
J.J. Green, WTOP News.